Last time, we're just gonna finish up. Sorry. The thought we were in the middle of. We'd been discussing as introduction to Reb Chaim's Chiddush, we had been discussing the nature of Hekdesh, and if I recall what I had put on the board, which I might even, I'll put it again, maybe rotated 90 degrees to make it fit better. And okay. We asked the question, what's the nature of Hekdesh? Do we view it as more Isser, Kedusha, or from a perspective, primarily from the perspective of Isser, of the Kedusha inherent in it, or from the perspective of Mamonos as having a new owner, that owner being not a regular owner, but Hashem. And okay, and we had mentioned some classic nafkaminas, which is, I think we started with, what do you do in a case of suffix, right? Do you say that suffix de'oraisa b'chumra, or do you say hamosim echaveru ol haraya and suffix l'kula, or we had seen that one day in the Ran was the Ran, in his second opinion, said that they were both true, and therefore you needed to redeem it onto a pruta to get rid of the Isser. But you could keep the money, because of Motu Raya. The other nafkamina, someone wants to remind the order we had discussed it, was, what was the second thing we mentioned? Was Betel Barov, right? Betel Barov, if you look at Yisurim, you'd say like Tosfos, right? That it's not batal midrabanan because it's davar sheish lamatiren, or would you say like the Meiri that it's not batal even midoraisa because of the principle of mamon, the principle of mamon not being batal. I had made myself a list. Here we are. I found the list. I mean, another interesting question, maybe I'll go a little bit more, is the question of the Shech Shmaitza of Eid Echad, where he said based on Tosos that it's Neman, and Eid Echad is Neman. This is the Shech Shmaitza al Tosos, but according to the Meiri, you would think he would be Eid Echad Lehotzi Mehekdish, to say something's not Hekdish anymore. He would not be Neman, because Eid Echad's not Neman to be Motzi Mamon. And then I mentioned some other issues discussed in the Rishalmi, and then the Rishonim in Maseches Bava Kama. The Rishalmi in Bava Kama asked, is Kidyon considered Mekach Likvoa Lemasros? Right? You can eat from Tevel, snack until it's Nikva. By one of the things is Mekach. Is Pidyon considered a Mekach? That's a discussion of Yishalmi. If you looked at Hekdesh as just becoming Usser and Mutter, then you would say it's not like Mekach. If you looked at it in Dini Mamonos, then you would say it is like Mekach. Then the question of Yishalmi and Mas wrote asks, has two opinions, why is Hekdesh not like Hefker? Hefker, if something's Hefker for one moment in this, until it's finally processed, it's Pater Bichumas or Maestros. Something's Hektish for one moment, it's not Pater. Why not? There are two opinions in Yishalmi, you're getting a Maestros. One opinion says that, Lo Yatza Yidei Gizbar, meaning it's not Hefker because it's still in the possession of the Gizbar. The Gizbar meaning the right? Officer of Hekdesh. So, meaning it's in Hekdesh's possession. The other opinion says, lo yatsa yidei baila. It never even left the possession of the original owner. So that's it. If you say that Hekdesh is, primarily it's not about being owned by Hashem. It's about being kadosh. Then, of course, not hefker. It's still mine. It just had a significant kedusha. If you look at Hekdesh as a transfer of bailus, then it's not mine anymore, but it is Hekdesh's. It's the Gizbar's representing Hekdesh, and that's why it's not like Hefker. And then there are a bunch of machlokot in Masechet Baba Kama that I have mentioned, that come from Masechet Baba Kama, and some of the makoros that I put, for example, I think I mentioned here the Rashi brackets here, about Mazik Hekdesh. Right? The question of Mazik, and you could ask also the same thing about Gonev Hekdesh. Right? Is he Chayav to the Bible? Right? Is a Makdish Hekdesh? Is a Mazik Hekdesh? Lashale Lemakdish. What? So your Re'ehu V'lo Hekdesh is not talking about Mazik per se. Re'ehu V'lo Hekdesh is talking about Nizki Mamon, meaning if my Mamon is Mazik Hekdesh. There are nothing where we've seen say a Mazik Hekdesh in Potter, but the Rashi in Gittin Nun Gimel talks about Hezek Sheinu Nicker. What if I non-physically damage Hekdesh, like you did with Kohanim Shepiglu? So we pask in Hezek Sheinu Nicker Mezid is Chayiv, so Kohanim Shepiglu Mezid Chayavin, right? So you're Chayiv if you're Mefagel someone's Karban. Who are you Chayiv to? So Rashi says there you're Chayiv to the Bailim. Likewise, this Rashi's in Baba Kama, it sounds like if you steal Hekdesh, you're Chayiv to the Bailim. So now again, maybe in some cases there would be a Ptur, but at least in case where there is a Chayiv, which in many cases there might be, Rashi says you pay the Bailim. Why would you pay the Bailim? Because what do you mean? Because it's still his carbon. Maybe it was kadosh, but who did you damage? You damaged the bailim. Any time you damage a cheftz of kedusha, but you damage the bailim. So that's what Rashi again seems to say. Mishalim le bailim. But the other option is that's what the Ramban seems to say. There are a lot of Rishonim argue about this in Baba Kama. No, you pay hektish, you pay the gizbar. So who do you pay in case where you are chayiv keren? Right, a lot of people seem to assume that if you're going in from Hekdesh, you're Chayiv Keren. Mazik Hekdesh, at least in some cases, is Chayiv to pay. Who do you pay? Do you pay the Bailim? Do you pay Hekdesh? Well, if you look at Hekdesh as a Mamonos, you pay Hekdesh, which means Hekdesh's object. If you look at Hekdesh as more of an Isser, maybe you pay the Bailim. So the Bailim's object is just Hekdesh. This also affects a bunch of issues in Maseches Baba Kama, a big, big Machlokes we showed him about, is Hekdesh considered Mechira to be Mechayiv Dalad Mehen, right? You're only Mechayiv Dalad Mehen if you're Mocher, the Shor Seh. What if I'm Makdish, the Shor Seh? Is that considered Mechira or not? This is a stira between two Gemaras in Bava Kama, Handaf Ayin Vav and Daf Ayin Tes, and it's a big Machlok to show them how to Paskin. Again, if you viewed Hekdesh, when I'm Makdish something, I'm basically giving it an Isser status of Kedusha. That's not a Mechira, right? Then you would say, you're part of Mendalabin. But if you view it Hekdesh as just a funny kind of transaction, right? I'm rustling the head, the Gavoa, you see rustle the head, yo. So it's a special Xerisagos. If you do a Kenyan, Varma, Nikdimba Amira, with an Amira Grida, then of course you should say you are Chayiv Dalabin. And that is a big machlokus. One place says, Mali Machu the head, you're Mali Machu the Gavoa. What's the difference? I sold it. So I sold it Chayiv Dalabin. On the other thing, where it says, no, Meikar to Reuven, Hashna to Reuven. No, what do you mean? I didn't sell it. It used to be my ox. It's still my ox. It's just a carbon. So, question is, which of those words do we paskin like? Might depend on this.
The questions are 4 and 7 basically parallel questions, the same question?
They seem to be on the surface. The thing is that once you get into it, each local area might have its own special technical requirements, which might neutralize it after me. As always happens, when you actually get into Dal Behei, you might say, well, Dal Behei, in the end, is not really such a good nafka mina because maybe there's special requirements for Dal Behei which have nothing to do with whether it's really mechira or not. Like, maybe it's not enough to be mechira for Dal Behei. Maybe everyone agrees to mechira. They just argue whether for Dal Behei it's enough to be mocher or you have to remove your shem from it. or something like that. Yes, because ta'aser, even ta'aser someone's food in Eidechot is not Ne'eman. So he says that's not a good enough.
You might be saying that they're different.
Right, no. And another parallel machlokas, which comes up in the Machamos there specifically brings up, is Hekdesh considered Shina Rishos? Right? We know that Yeyush and Shina Rishos is Kone, if you steal something. The Gemara says explicitly, if you steal something and the owner's Misyaish and you're Makdash at your Kone, or Hekdesh Kone, or whatever. But the Gemara says because of Shina Hashem. The question is, Hekdesh also Shina Rishos or not? It's a big Machlokas Rishonim, again. If you looked at Hekdesh as just giving a certain kalos iser, because now it's chutzal mitzvaso, then that's not a shina rishus. It's still in my rishus. It's just a kadosh. If you looked at Hekdesh as a kinyan, then of course that would be a, or at least lichor, that would be a shina rishus. Now we'll come, yeah.
Just in the Gemara in Gittin, isn't that there the question about because you were mafsid the person left bringing out the carbine?
Aha, okay, so that's the complicating factor there, which is what the Rishonim bring up there, which is that, are we talking about who owns it, or are we talking about maybe Dina Degarmi, or Dover Garlamo and Kamamon Dami? So I'm trying to simplify, if not oversimplify now, but that is discussed by all the Rishonim there. Now, this also would affect the issue of, perhaps, the nature of Me'ila, right? What is wrong with Me'ila, right? So, obviously, if you look at Hekdesh primarily from Mominus, you might look at Me'ila as a type of Gezel, right? Then you would look at Me'ila from a Gezel perspective. If you looked at Hekdesh as just a Kedusha, an Isser status, then you would say it's a Isser Hana'a from Kedusha. It's more like an Isra Hanah. It is not a Dini Mamonis issue. This seems to be, this Chakir about Me'ila seems to be a, now I'm not saying it's Mokrach, because if what you mean is it's primarily Mamonis, but it also has Kedusha, then you say, but the Me'ila is not to the Mamonis side. Or you say, no, it's primarily Kedusha, but that also causes a shift in the Mamonos, then you can still say Me'ila is for the Mamonis side. But this seems to be a mefurish shaklavataria, or two deos, in the Gemara in Krisos Daf Yud Ches. There's a famous Gemara in Krisos Daf Yud Ches. Is Krisos in the same volume here? Yes. Which discussed, I don't know if I put that on the sheet. If not, I'm going to apologize. There's a great line in Krisos Daf Yud Ches. If you have it, it's worth opening. It's on Amud Beis near the bottom. The Gemara says that Esve Rava. If you go to Krisos Daf Yud Ches, you go 11 lines from the bottom. It says Esve Rava. Yud Ches and Beis, 11 lines from the bottom. Not all the Achronim quote this Gemara. I'm not sure why. Esve Rava. Achal Yom, Achal Lamachar. Nena Yom, Nena Lamachar. Achal Yom, Nena Lamachar. Nena Yom, Achal Lamachar. Vafila Mikana Chol Shonim. Minayin Shekin Starfin Zen Zet. Tam Lomer Tim Omal Riba. Right, so if I eat today and tomorrow, like half a fruit to today, half a fruit to tomorrow, or hana, half a fruit today, tomorrow, hana, I'm eating, even if it's 3 years later, tim al mal means that even if it takes me a long time to be able to fruit, it's been sorry. The Gemara has a side question. Hold on a second, how can it be 3 years later? 3 years later means three Yom Kippur's passed, even one Yom Kippur passed. Yom Kippur's machaper. How can I say if I'm moel half a fruit to now and half a fruit to a year, I'm chayav, Yom Kippur was machaper on what I did. So I shouldn't be chayav. Because the general rule is, that, you know, whatever I'm not chayiv a carbon for, Yom Kippur is mechaper. So when I did half a fruit, I wasn't chayiv a carbon yet, Yom Kippur should be mechaper. So Amri, ki mechaper, Yom Kippur li sura, al mamon alo mechaper. That's pretty explicit. What's the answer? Yom Kippur is only, after all, think about this. If I owe someone money, is there any havni that Yom Kippur is mechaper? Right? I stole $100 from the deal. Any havni that Yom Kippur is mechaper? Of course Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Money is money. So what's the first thing of the Gemara? Not a mamon. Very clearly, me'ila is a matter of mamon, right? That's very mefurish in the first day of the Gemara. The first day of the Gemara, that me'ila is mamonos. It's not isurim. Me'ila is a kind of gezel. Yom Kippur is not mechaper on owing money. What's the second answer? V'bais ema ki mechaper yom kippur al kule shura al pagos shura lo mechaper. But the second answer to that, no. Yom Kippur is only mechaper after you've done a shir. For technical reasons, Yom Kippur is not mechaper and pachos mikashir. Since half of root is pachos mikashir, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. So, the first day in this Gemara, right, is clearly first day in Krisos Yechesim Beis, is clearly saying, what is the Yisod of Me'ila? Me'ila is stealing money. Me'ila is an Isser of Gezel of money. That's very clear. The second day, which says, we're not sure, like, is the second day just giving another answer? Like, let me just tell you another answer. Or maybe disagreeing with the first day. So, I can only say this in a maybe. But maybe, why wasn't the second day satisfied with the first day? Why isn't the second answer satisfied with the first answer? Maybe the second answer says, no, who's talking about money? We're talking about Isurim here. We're going to get half a pruta. Prutas aren't an issue of money. You're right. So only Suri Hana, the Shir of the Isur, is Shavu Pruta. Right? From Orlik, like Heron, Bas, Machala, also there's a Shir of Shavu Pruta, according to many Achronim. It's not an issue of money here. It's an issue of Isurim.
What happened to a case where a person's Moel, and it's worth to him, like the amount of Mi'ila he did, the amount he got was $10 worth. Hekdesh didn't actually, wasn't devalued at all. Didn't steal anything.
I mean, what if Hekdesh did not lose at all?
Yeah.
Well, then, it depends. We mentioned this briefly in terms of the Chattas price of based on Aleph. That if it's something which, it's a funny rule, if it's something which is Shayach to devalue, then you're not Chayim unless you devalue it in Pruta. If it's something which is not Shayach to devalue, then you are Chayav as long as you're a net of Pruta. That's a Mefurish Mishnah.
Yeah, so even if you're going to understand it as Gezel, you're not actually paying what you make.
So that's the question. If you can understand it as Gezel, then why is it usher to be Nene even if you don't damage, right? Clearly, if you take like a Koshel Zahav as a classic example, right? The Koshel Zahav, I'm not sure exactly what the size behind this is, but let's assume it never has wear and tear. So if I drink from it and I get a Shavu Pruta of Hana'a, even though I'm damaged Hektish at all, it's still considered Gezel. Why is that Gezel if I haven't damaged Hektish at all? So that doesn't necessarily bother me. As a matter of fact, that seems to be the question of the Gemara of Chav. If you recall the sugya of Zen Nenev Zelo Chaser, Gemara says Zen Nenev Zelo Chaser. Like, why should there be any problem with Ela in that? And the answer, it's not so clear exactly what they mean by the answer. The answer might mean because Ela has nothing to do with Gezel. The answer might mean that no, that this is Gezel. Why is it Gezel? Because even if I don't damage you, let's say if I borrow your car, there is wear and tear. But let's say I borrow your no wear and tear. I go in and I live in your apartment, and there's no wear and tear in the apartment. That's still Gezel. Why is that Gezel? Because I have taken your thing, used your object without paying you, and I should have paid you. Right? Normally, people pay rent to use other people's objects. Right? I can rent out an object. Let's say an object with no wear and tear. I still rent it out, and I charge $1 to use it. So maybe the Gezel isn't that I left you with less than you had. But the Gezel is that I took this rental object without paying when I should have paid you, and that's also Gezel. So that doesn't bother me.
But we still said by a head yot that that's not Gezel.
But it is midas. Meaning if the head yot declares that he doesn't let you do it, and that if you do it you're going to have to pay, then he would be able to sue you. That's what the Gemara says. So it could be just that by head yot, by a regular person, if you use my object and cause me no damage, then if I didn't declare that I'm makvid, then I can't be makvid. But if I did declare that I'm makvid, then I can sue you. That's real Gezel. So too. So Hashem always declares. So he can sue you. So that does not bother me in the least. Some of the nafkaminas that flow from the nature of Me'ila, so who cares if the nature of Me'ila is Gezel, or the nature of Me'ila is just that you shouldn't be nene from a taboo chetz of hektish. So there could be many, many nafkaminas of that. For example, what could be the nafkaminas of this? For example, the Aspen Doraisa is issue of Goy. Does a Goy have an issue of Eel or not? Remember, so I point out Riel's name of the Aspen Doraisa says a Goy would have no issue of Eel if it was a matter of Hanah from Chetz of Kedusha. Goy has no issue of Din to respect Kedusha, but it would be ushered with Goy, says Yosef Engel. If you looked at Elo as a kind of Gezel, because Gezel is one of the Shemitzes B'nai Noach.
Your understanding is because you don't have to make this jump to say that Goy is still Chayav. We're not saying it is Gezel, it still is Me'ila. And we never said that a goy is chayv miyula.
No, but if it's a kind of gezel, you could say it's a kind of gezel. It's not a shem that's v'nei noach, but pashas, if it's a kind of gezel, why not?
Why
I don't mean it's chayv chomesh v'asha. I mean it's chayv misa.
Why do I have to define it as this or that? Why can't it be both? Why can't it be an iser to steal from Rakesh? So it's stealing. But there's an iser to steal. Usually an iser to steal is just a regular anonymous iser. But it's still an Rakesh. It's an iser with a capital.
No, but that's saying it's Gezel. That's saying stealing from Hekdesh is much worse than stealing from Hedyot. For sure it is stealing from Hekdesh, for sure worse than stealing from Hedyot.
Stealing. Stealing.
Why is it Pasha you're stealing? You're only Pasha you're stealing if you look at Hekdesh as an owner.
It's Pasha that's owner. The whole child is only by his bed.
Could be, possibly, but I'm not 100% convinced.
You think it's possible that Hekdesh is...
I think it's possible, although unlikely.
It's owned by nobody, and it's not yours. It's clearly not yours. And the korbanos aren't brought from personal funds.
Hold on, I understand. If someone's makdish something and then dies, and then I want to be poded, I don't have to add a chomesh. Someone's makdish something and dies, and then his yorish wants to be poded. So the yorish does have to add a chomesh. It's also in the Gemara. So maybe that's because the Yorish really inherited the object. It was Hekdesh, but the Yorish really inherited it. That's why he has to pay a Chomesh. I mean, this is a machlokes in the Gemara, but I'm saying it's not so crazy. Some other, now here, I don't want to say that this Chakir is a machlokes, yeah?
Let's get back to the point. Why can't you say there are two halachas? Why is it that if I say it's an early stealing, it can't also be this or Hanah?
Oh, there could be two things wrong with Me'ila. I admit, it could be Tzvei Dinim. There could be two things wrong with Me'ila. I'm not disallowing that. I'm saying there are two separate ways of looking at it. You could look at it as this is a matter of dini mamonos. I cannot impinge on Morty's mamon. I cannot impinge on Sam's mamon. I can't impinge on God's mamon. Right? Or you could look at it as, no, this is not God's mamon. Maybe this is the Makdish's mamon. Right? This is not God's mamon. Or maybe it's like in some limbo status in mamon. But I cannot disrespect Hekdish by getting hana'ah from something which is intended for a mitzvah. And it's two different ways of looking at it, and I think the nafkamina, and besides Guy, the Me'iri gives a classic nafkamina, which is discussed by many, many Makoros. The Me'iri in Bavakama, I did put here, the Me'iri asks an interesting question. He says, he's a specific pasuk that if the Hekdesh is shore, Gor is my shore, Hekdesh is pater. Why don't you get pasuk? Of course Hekdesh is pater. What am I going to do? Take the short time, right? Short time, you actually take the ox. But I'm going to take the ox of Hekdesh, that's Me'ila. So, what is the Me'iri answer? The Me'iri answer is that, no, that's not Me'ila. It's only Me'ila if you take something and you don't have a valid claim in Beis Din. You don't have a mamonous claim. If you have a mamonous claim, that's not Me'ila. And that is a very, let's just see where we can stick in. Now, if we use Me'ila, what about taking Hekdesh based on a Mamonos claim? So the Me'iri says, Mutter, his example is Nezikin. Says that the ox of Hekdesh was mazik me, then of course it's not Me'ila to take it. Me'ila means to take it without, to steal. If someone owes you, this will not mean before there's discussive. But in the Havmina, when Hekdesh was chayv for Nizkei Mamon, it's not stealing. I win in Beis Din. If you sue Hekdesh in Beis Din and win, then that's not Me'ila, because it's not stealing. You say, but you're still being netted from a Chetz of Hekdesh? No, I'm not being netted from a Chetz of Hekdesh. I'm not saying it's Chetz of Hekdesh. Either it belongs to Hekdesh or it belongs to me. If it belongs to me, then I'm a Seder. And this comes up in a number of issues as well. This is where Chaim also discusses, also in the level of Havmina, in terms of, if not for Gzeiras HaKasuv, could a Poel have eaten the fruit of Hekdesh that he's working with, right? The Poel harvests grapes of Hekdesh. Can the Poel eat? So our client says, Dov Mila Parakles, he says, of course he can, because that's a mumminous right that he has, and who cares that it's Hekdesh? There's no Me'ila if you have a valid claim in Dini Mumminous. There's only Me'ila if you steal, not if you have a valid claim.
You can put that to both sides of Hakira. Once you have mumminous claim, there's no Isser anymore. Not because it belongs to...
But why would there be no Isser? Lemaisa, this is a Hefta that's hooked to the mitzvah, that's meant for Kedusha.
Okay, so you can't just use it stum, or if Hekdesh owes it to you, then there's wrong in Isser. It's yours. I mean, not that it's yours. Hekdesh gives it to
you. Right,
you
could say sort of, you're she, but it's mafkia the Kedusha. Right? Meaning, she, but it's mafkia Kedusha, at least in Kedusha's dumb, perhaps. So, okay, I admit you could, and I admit that's more complex. But I just want I admit that I'm not really properly analyzing each of these nafkaminas because each of them is really its own sugya and is its own hour. But I will just mention this is also a big machlokes rishonim. This is a great machlokes rishonim. If I sign a contract with you, I rent out my house to you for 12 months. Right, Yoshua, I rent you my house for 12 months. Then I'm makdashit. Can you still live there for 12 months? I'm as makdash the house, right? It's my house. Meaning in the long run, it's my house. So if you still live there for 12 months, so Chanan points out that's machlokes rishonim. And he wants to say it's totally on this chakira, right? It's totally in this chakira. If you say hektish about stealing from hektish, then what do you mean? Here I'm not stealing. I already had a rental contract. But if it's about being nene from a cheftz of kedusha, then this chefta has kedusha and I can't be nene from it. What can I do? I can, you know, maybe get a refund of my rent money, or, you know, I can, whatever, like maybe if Hektish sells the house, I can get some of the money. But I can't stop live in Hektish's house. Daniel?
Everyone agrees Hektish is chal. It's just a question whether you think I can live there?
No, it's actually a little more complicated. Everyone agrees Hektish is chal on some level. The question is there like a shutfus or is there Hektish, but I can still live there temporarily? Morty?
But it's like, you can only be makdish what belongs to you. It's like in a yoga, when somebody sells a skill, you can only sell what belongs to you. How can you be makdish the right to live in the house you already sold that and you rented it out?
Right. So that is...
Can you sell a rented house?
You definitely can sell a rented house. The question is, can the guy still stay in it? So the truth is, that's what makes the sugi a little more complicated. I am in the... Did I put this on the Makoros here? No, but I think I put it indirectly on the Makoros. The Kobe Shirin Baba Basra that I put there deals with this. And sort of in the end, clearly I can only be makdish that which belongs to me. The Machlokes Rishonim seems to be, is the whole house hektish, just you can continue to live out your time? And that's not me'ilo because you have a right? Or if like the amount I owe you on your contract is 2%, is 98% of it hektish, 2% not, and we sell it and give 98% of the money to you, to hektish, and 2% of the money to the tenant. But he can't stop living in the house, because the house has kedusha. So either way, the tenant doesn't get ripped off. So it's more subtle enough, Bina. Is that the tenant doesn't get ripped off, but he still can't live in the house? All he can do is force a sale and take a share of the profits, of the proceeds. Or is it that the tenant can still live in the house, because it's not me'ila to use a cheftish or hektish, it's only me'ila to use it without a momentous right.
How do we deal with the case of the Meiri from a momentous perspective? Meaning, in Achinami, there's a Havamina before the Xerxes Chasuv that momentous...
Saying maybe that's good for the Xerxes Chasuv.
Why don't you say the Xerxes Chasuv is that the Zikin?
Could be, meaning the Meiri Lashitase, who is the one who says it's momentous bottle, clearly looks at it from a momentous perspective.
Otherwise, how do you
say the Xerxes Chasuv? The Xerxes is just that Hektish doesn't have to be Shomer, so therefore there's no reason they should pay if they're ox course. This is the Grach in Megillah. Ches Aleph also takes this perspective and wants to bring a few rayas, but it's really a big machlokas rishonim. I thought you could also tie this into a machlokas between Balei Tosfos that I did put on the sheet here, of what about, and this is a big fiddish that maybe you wouldn't have thought this, that Tosfos says in Psachim Chafav. There's a din that, at least on the Daraisa level, if I'm nene from an Isser Shaloka der Hanaso, that's not Asa Daraisa, right? I'm not Loka. That's not, we assume it's not Asa Daraisa. What if I'm nene from Hektish Shaloka der Hanaso? Shaloka Darko. Is I'm not from Hektish Shaloka Darko okay? At least on the Daraisa level. So Tosim Sachim says, yeah, sure. If you're nene from Hektish Shaloka der Hanaso, that's perfectly fine. You're allowed to be surrounded by Shaloka der Hanaso. At least be Daraisa. According to Rav Yah, even Halacha Lamaisa, even your Rabban. But Tosin Zvachim, the Achronim point out, Tosin Zvachim assumes that he says, Hektish more chomer than Isur Hanah. Like, for example, you can't even be Nana Shaloka der Hanasan. So Tosin Zvachim assumes you can't be Nana Shaloka der Hanasan. What's the Yisur of the Machlokes? I thought maybe the Yisur of the Machlokes might be Shalom Kedera Hanaso. I thought maybe the Yisur of the Machlokes might be this Chakira. If you look at it as an Isur Hanah, then maybe you could say that, like Tosfos and Pesachim, and Rashi there agrees, that it is putter, maybe even mutter. After all, I wasn't really nagged from it. I was lokadark, it doesn't count. But if you look at it in Gezel from Dini Mamanos, hold on a second. If I use your property without permission, does it matter if I use it in the usual way or the unusual way? Gzela, there's no heter of shalokadarka, right? If I steal shalokadarka, you know, let's say, I don't know, I take your boat, and instead of using it to row across the river, I turn it upside down and use it as a tent to protect me from the rain. And that's an unnatural way of using it. Does that mean I'm any less chayiv to you because I use it in an unnatural way? No. In dinim mamonos, there's no difference in kederach and lokdar, but that's only in Isurim. So that might be the explanation. Tosfos and Zvachim, who says you're still chayiv even shelo kederach hanasan. And much more furish. I did put the word priest on the card. Okay, good. The machlok is Rishonim about tashlume meila. Tosfos, Sachem daf kaf tes, right? Everything comes after the second paragraph of Sachem this year. Has a big fetish. He says that there are two times you have, well, more than two times. You have to pay Karen Vachomesh if a Zar eats Truma, and you have to pay Karen Vachomesh if you do Me'ila. It says if the Zar eats Truma, that Karen Vachomesh is Tashlumin. That's a Chov Mamon. In Me'ila, the Karen Vachomesh is not Tashlumin, it's Kapara. It says it's Kapara.
The Karen's Kapara?
What?
The Karen's also Kapara?
Yeah, the Karen's also Kapara. That's why he says there's no Kimlin Ramine even on the Karen. So maybe you could say, the nature of Tashlume Me'ila, that would make a lot of sense, should depend on the nature of Me'ila. If you look at Me'ila as not Gezel, Me'ila is not about Dini Mamonos. It's not like a Zar eating Truma. No, Me'ila is an Isser. So then, this is what Tosfa says. The Tashlumen, that it's Kapara, not Tashlumen. It's not that you owe money. So that to get kapara, you need to give this amount. And therefore, Zafkin is no Ptur Flim Ramide. However, the Balamora there assumes that it's Tashlumin, not kapara. Balamora assumes, no. The money you pay for Me'ila, that's Tashlumin. That's money you owe. So again, if you look at Me'ila as Gezel, then the Balamora makes sense. The money is Tashlumin. If you look at the Me'ila as, not as Gezel, not as Dini Mamnus, as Dini Isurim, then Tosfos makes sense. Don't compare this to other Karen Vachomishes, which are Tashlumin. This is just a way to get Kapara. And I thought also, well, here you have to get into that sugya in Shavuos and Nedarim. There's a big machlokas in the Gemara in Shavuos and Nedarim whether there's Me'ila B'Konamos or not. If I make something usher, not I make something hektish. If I make a neder, right? I make a neder, right? This apple is usher to me. Or this apple is usher to everyone. And I eat it. Is there Me'ila or not? So, this might be dependent on a number of factors, but maybe you could say that the question of Me'ila B'Konamos may be the machlokes about Me'ila B'Konamos might really, maybe they're arguing about this Chakira, perhaps. Right? They could also be arguing about the nature of Konamos. Konamos meaning Nidre Isser, right? Not Nidre of Amakt or something. I just say something's Usser. So, if you viewed Me'ila as Gezel, then if I just make a neder, something's usser, there's no Gezel if I eat it. Right? So then you should say, ain't Me'ila B'Konamos. Gezel doesn't apply to Konamos. If I say, you know, Konam, those hours a lie, right? Then there's no, I'm not stealing anything if I eat them, I'm just violating my neder. My neder, I use the power of Konam, I use this Kedusha to make it usser to me. But if you look at it as an Isser Hanah, then you could say, you could expand it to say, just like an Isser Hanah, if something's Mamish Kadosh, if something's a Neder, and I make it Usher through the power of that Kedusha, I don't use actually make it set it aside for a mitzvah. I just use the power of Hekdish to make it Usher Hanah. I still violated the taboo of Isser Hanah from Hekdish, and maybe you would hold Yesh Me'ila B'Konamos.
What's the
Nafkamina? Is Chomish Ba'asham. And even Karen, Lahora. Even Karen. So, big nafkamina. What?
Who are you going to pay? I asked her nafka myself.
That is an interesting question. Who would I pay? Maybe for Kapara. For Kapara, I would just pay. It doesn't matter who I pay. I would pay. Okay, this is all Berushi Pruk and different sugyas and shas that might have to do with this very, very basic hakir about the nature of Hekdesh and the nature of Me'ila. Now, let's go to Reb Chaim. What does Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim has a tremendous chiddush in, and I'm not saying this chiddush applies across the board to every single nafkamina, because obviously some nafkaminas might, in the end, not really be totally in this chakira. Might be other ways to explain it. But Reb Chaim has a tremendous chiddush, and he starts with, at least a version in the stencil, starts with Tosfos. Tosfos says, he has a steer between two gemaras mamakama. If I steal an ox or a sheep and sell it. Is that mafira or is it not mafira? So Tosfos says it depends. Tosfos says if it's kodshe mizbeach, I'm chayiv dalad vehei. Kodshe bedek habayis, I am correct, punter. I'm chayiv dalad vehei. Tosfos says it depends what kind of hekdesh I do. If I'm makdish, if Rakdushin is beach, meaning make it a karban, then we say, make kar tur drubin and hashta tur drubin. It used to be my ox, it's still my ox. That's not mechira. If I'm makdish to bed kabayis, then that's considered like mechira. Rav Chaim understands what Tosfos saying, right? He just takes Tosfos to their logical extreme. He says, what's Tosfos saying? That he understands that Tosfos is saying that in this fundamental chakir about the nature of hekdesh, it depends what kind of hekdesh you're talking about. It depends if you're talking about kodesh ben kabayis or kodesh mizbeach. He says, because ultimately, what's the difference between kodesh ben kabayis and kodesh mizbeach? He says, first of all, from a standpoint of kedusha and mitzvah, like what has more kedusha and what's really intended for Hashem more, kodesh mizbeach or kodesh ben kabayis? Clearly, kodesh mizbeach, like that's really going to be a carbon, right? On the other hand, when it comes to bailus, what have I really totally given away more? Kodesh mizbeach or kodesh bedek habayis? Bedek habayis, why? Because when I give away kodesh bedek habayis, I have no rights in it anymore. When I'm makdish an animal for a karban, yes, I was makdish. I can't use it for any secular purposes now, but it's still my karban, right? If I'm makdish an animal for chatas, it's mechaper on my chayvei krisos. If I'm makdish an animal for an ola, it's mechaper on my aseis. If I'm makdish an animal for shlamim, I eat the meat, right? And we know from the beginning of Zvachim that when a carbon has to be brought l'shma, what does that mean? It means not only the shame, what kind of carbon it is, that if you're an ola l'shem ola, not l'shem chatas, means l'shem bailim, right? If the kohanim, if I'm makdish an animal, if Reuven's makdish an animal, the kohanim say are makrivet l'shem shimon, then that's potentially possible. Right? Because that's a carbon shalol l'shma, because it really has a bailim. Kodesh mizbeach has a halol shem bailim in it, which has nafkaminas for kapara, nafkaminas for who eats the meat of a shlomim, nafkaminas, if the kohen's the bailim, then he can have the right to do the hakrava, and it doesn't go to the anshe mishmar. Nafkaminas for hakrava l'shma has to be the shem bailim, and shinu bailim is possibly a psol, or on some level is a psol, right? Sometimes posel legamri, sometimes not, only partially. I am beginning as vachim. So, where Rav Chaim says that, no. Kodesh bedek habayis is about mamonos. Now, he says, Rav Chaim, this is not a subtle difference. This is a fundamental difference. Kodesh bedek habayis is the mamonos model. What makes kodesh bedek habayis hektish? That it's owned by hektish. Nothing to do with what it's with the fact that it's for Kedusha. What makes kodesh bedek habayis hektish is purely that it's owned by hektish. When I say hareza kodesh bedek habayis, I'm doing a kinyan. That's why I'm chayv dal behei. What makes kodesh mizbeach hektish is not ownership. No, that's all owned by the bailim. What makes kodesh mizbeach hektish is that they have kedusha of hakrava. That they're for hakrava. That they have kedusha because they have a purpose in an exalted purpose of avodas Hashem. Now, Reb Chaim, based on this, says a few nafgaminas. Right? Reb Chaim, based on this, wants to say, hey, nafgamina, he says, if, let's just make ourselves some space here. Kodshe mizbeach versus kodshe bedek habayis. Kodshe mizbeach, the kedusha comes from, right, comes from the, as we say, right? The fact that it's for mitzvah makrav, it's for kodesh purpose. Kodesh bedek habayis, the kedusha comes from bailus of hekdesh. It's a matter of, that is a bailus kind of kedusha. In the end, they're both kodesh, obviously. But one is kodesh because of its mitzvah status, and the other is kodesh because of its bailus. What is the nafkamina? So first he points out that Tosfos says that in kodesh mizbeach you are potter from dal v'hei because you haven't sold it. No, you've just given it a mitzvah. That's selling it. He also is medayik in the Rambam. This is where he starts in Me'ilah Beis Hey. His diyak in the Rambam is a little weak. A lot of Achronim question it. But he's medayik in the Rambam that, right? I'm not promising his diyuk is correct. What about nasas mitzvaso? Right? Anything that's nasas mitzvaso is yatsa midei me'ilah. So he wants to say now, we discussed this the other day, right? It's hard to find a hifdimtza, but what he wants to say is, based on the Dikam the Rambam, kachim is be'ah, nasis mitzvaso is mutter. Because what kedusha does it have? The mitzvah's done, right? It has no mitzvah anymore. Nothing special about it anymore. But kachim and kabayis, it's still aser. Still has an iser me'ilah. Even after nasis mitzvaso, it still has an iser me'ilah. Why? Because who cares what it's going to be used for if it already did its use? It still belongs to Hekdesh.
What use is that? I mean,
now, what you're going to say is, what's a case of Nasa Mitzvaso? If it's Ben Gabayis, you can always sell it and use the money for something. How could it ever be Nasa Mitzvaso? So that's why his Diyuk in the Rambam is only in the Havamina. Says, Para, the Rambam says, Para has Me'ilah until it's burnt, even though it's Kachi Ben Gabayis, because it's called a Chattas. So what if even though, what's the Havamina, even though it's Kachi Ben Gabayis? So the Rav Chaim means that even though it's Kachi Ben Gabayis, and Kachi Ben Gabayis should have Me'ilah even after Nasas Mitzvaso. So even though, after burning, now you just use it for Tumah V'Tahara, it's Nasas Mitzvaso in the Mikdash, right? Ben Gabayis gets no benefit from it. But you would have thought it still has Me'ilah to Nasas Mitzvaso. Kamash wants a Chattos, then it's considered like Kachi Mizbeach. And once it's Nasas Mitzvaso, there's no Me'ilah. That's how Rav Chaim reads the Rambam, whether it's the right way to read the Rambam or not. Is a big debate after Rav Chaim. But, of course, you'll get a much better nafkamina here. What was our question started out? Our question, what was the question that we started out? How did we get into this? I was just looking for an excuse to give general lundus about Hekdesh and Me'ilah. But the question was from the Rambam and our sugya, right? It has to have some tie into our sugya. I have to have a peg to hang my hat on. So, Kachim Shemesu. Why does the Rambam think that Kachim Bedeka Bayesh Shemesu have Me'ilah, which seems to be the proper diak, and Kachim Bezbeach don't, if they're both useless? So he says, this is the diak for Rambam. What about Kachim Shemesu and are useless because you need Hamada Baharacha, and once it's dead, you can't have Hamada Baharacha, so you can't be told that. What about useless Kachim Shemesu? He points out, Nasim Mitzvah and Kachim Shemesu are not the exact same thing. But they're two sides of the same coin, more or less. One is that it's already been used, and the other is that it can never be used. So, our problem with Ramos, what's the difference between Kachim Shemesu and Kachim Bedeka Bayis? Since he holds that, unlike Tosfos, that both need Hamad of Aracha, he holds both are useless once they die. Kachim Shemesu, the die are useless. Kachim Bedeka Bayis, the die are useless, because you can't be pulled to them. And what are you going to do with the carcass? So why does one have Me'ilah and the other not? So Chaim says, now I have a beautiful explanation for the Rambam. He says, Kachim Shemesu ain bahem Me'ilah because there's no mitzvah in them. What do you mean? Why should the Kachim Shemesu have Me'ilah? Kachim Shemesu are nothing once they die because they're not good for anything. But Kachim is in a Vedic bias. He says, yesh bahem Me'ilah even though they're useless because it's still Mamon Hekdesh. It might be useless, but Hekdesh still owns it, right? Just because something's useless doesn't mean it doesn't have an owner anymore, right? If something's useless, I can still own it. Simple pshat is, even if something's not Shavar Pruta, even if something's not Shavah, I can still own it. So, that's what he says, is now I explain the difference. Kachavit is a bias, their Kedusha comes from the Bailut, from the Bailus. So who cares if they're good for anything or not? They still belong to Hekdesh until Hekdesh sells them, and Hekdesh can't sell them to the din of Amad Varacha. But in Kachim Mizbeach, their Kedusha doesn't come from the Bailus. No, what are you talking about Bailus? Kachim Mizbeach is not about Bailus. Kachim Mizbeach, the Kedusha comes from the mitzvah. The Kedusha comes from the Hakraba. And therefore, once they are useless and can't have any mitzvah done with them anymore, you don't even ask, but they still belong to Hekdesh. That's not the point of Kachim Mizbeach. It's not an inyan of who they belong to. Maybe they belong to the original owner. There's no Me'ilah because their Kedusha comes from the mitzvah side, while Kachim Mizbeach, the Kedusha comes from the Bavon side. This is Rav Chaim's brilliant answer to explain this diuk in the Rambam. Seems to be the Mari Korkas also means that, although he doesn't explain it quite as well. And Rav Chaim doesn't say that, but I wanted to bring two more rayas. Well, in one place he says one of them. Two more rayas from the Rambam to Rav Chaim's Yisod. One from, I put the Rambam here in Hilchos Erech Hanukkah. There's something called, the Rambam says, so Hekdesh Ilur. higher hektish. That if I have kachim mizbeach, I can be makdish them again to bedik abayis. Let's say I say this cow is a shlomim. I can then say, and it's kodesh to bedik abayis. And what do? You're pulled in and give the money to bedik abayis, and then you bring it as a shlomim. But if something's already through bedik abayis, I can't be makdish it lamizbeach. Right? So if I say this table is kodesh to bedik abayis, I can't then say, and I'm going to use the money to buy shlomim. So why not? So there are Rashi and Tosfos. There are plenty of explanations why not. Technical explanations why not, or maybe Xeris Kasev. But the Rambam says we have the sheet from last time. It's 19. Says Amakdish Kachim Deach LeBedik Abayis Arei Hektish Chal Aleihem Terach Abehema VeTipata VeYiflu DeBed LeBedik Abayis. You're poured to give the money to Bedik Abayis. But Behema Tikar Lashes BeTzchil and then Mark of the animal. For Amakdish Kachim Bedik Abayis Was Deachi Omar Hareza Olo Shlomo Echriyo LaKohanu Loso Klum VeEin Hektish Mizbeach LoAchirim Chol Kachim Bedik Abayis She'en Ad Amakdish Dover She'en Oshalo. Says, no, you can't be makdish kachim bedik abayis because you can't be makdish something that's not yours. Read the diuk back. But I can be makdish kachim mizbeach. So obviously, that is mine. Right? I can't be makdish kachim mizbeach. I can't give another kedusha on top of kachim bedik abayis because it's not mine. But I can give another kedusha on top of kedusha mizbeach because kedusha mizbeach is mine. That seems even duyuk in the Rambam, like Rav Chaim. Right? The Rambam in Hilchas Erechin. He says, I can't be makdish davar she'eno shalo. Kachim bedik abayis is not mine. I already gave it to hektish. But the diuk is, but I can be makdish kachim mizbeach because it's davar shalo. The diuk is, and the Rambam is, I do own kachim mizbeach. I don't own kachim bedik abayis. I gave those away. They're mamon hektish. But kachim is beach, in a chanami, my rights are limited. In a chanami, I don't have full privilege of ownership anymore because I made a kadosh. But it's still mine because I didn't give it a hektish to kinyan. I made a kadosh to hektish for a mitzvah, of akrava. And therefore, if I want to be makdish it a second time, I obviously can't be makdish a second time because it's beach. It's a vishlam, it happened to be an ola. But if I want to be makdish it for medic abayis, I can.
So if you saw him, well, I would be a from this, he would say, no, you can be makdish for a kachim is beach from something that's not yours.
Correct, quoting that Rivash. Correct. That Rivash would say, there's a short Rivash that's quoted in the Ketosa, Dining Rhine, so that says actually, well, he was talking about Zarshane Bershuso, right, which doesn't really say. Anyway, there might be a mucker that says that I have to like have full ownership over something to be makdish it to Bedek Abayis, but not Lemizveach, which would make sense in order to look. Bedek Abayis, that's selling it. I have to have full ownership. That's Lemizveach, I don't. But since he never really said it, we'll leave it for now. And I thought there was a second diuk of the Rama, which I did not notice Rav Chaim making, but if you have the sheet, it's number 18. Listen to this. This Rambam sounds redundant. Now, the Gemara sounds redundant. And Tosfos, the question gives lots of technical answers to why the Gemara is redundant. But what does the Rambam say? Tell me what's redundant in number 18. Hagonav Zagoy o Shigonav Nechse Hektish, Ein Mashal Al Kerem Bilvad. If you steal from a Goy or property of Hektish, you only pay Keren. Shinemar, Yishal Shay L'Re'e, you're L'Re'e of Lola Hektish, L'Re'e of Lola Goy. You only pay Kef L'Re'e, you're not Hektish or Goy. If you steal kachim from the house of their owners, then kachim and kachim kalim, then kachim she'ena bayam chayim mechuzim and kachim shabayam chayim mechuzim, whether kachim kalim, kachim, whether the owner has to replace them or not. Hariza pachim and a kefal, you pachim and kefal, la shulim galvahe, shenerim gunim besa ish, lulim besa hektish. Okay, what's wrong with this Rama?
He says it twice.
If you steal property of hektish, you're pachim from kefal because it says re'ev lo hektish, and if you steal kachim, you're pachim from kefal because it says besa ish, lulim besa hektish. Right? So why does he have to say it twice? Now, it's because the Mara says it twice. And Tosfos says, oh, they don't really mean it. But if you're Medayik in the Rambam, he's not saying the same thing twice. What does he call the first thing? Hagonev? Nichse Hektish. Property of Hektish. What does he call the second thing? Hagonev? Kachim ibeis baleim. Kachim from their owner. Meaning, first he's talking about property of Hektish, and then he's talking about Hektish from the owner, right? Who's the owner? The owner is Dani, right? So I can steal property of Hektish, or I can steal Hektish from the human owner. What is he saying? There's some kind of Hektish of property of Hektish. There's another kind of Hektish which is not property of Hektish. It's kachim with the human owner. Okay, what's the second kind? What does he say very clearly? Ben kachim kachim, ben kachim kalim. That only applies to kachim. Only mizbech have kachim kalim. And kachim kachim. What's the Rambam saying? Kachim is beach. It's called kachim mibeis baleihem. Kachim bedik abayis is called nichse hektish. Kachim bedik abayis is nichse hektish. What makes it hektish? Beit Din Hekdesh is Nechsei Hekdesh, property of Hekdesh. It's like a goy. Stealing Beit Gabbai is like stealing from a goy. I'm stealing from a non-Jew. Just one is a non-Jew because it's a god, and the other is a non-Jew, or it is God. The other is a non-Jew because it's a Gentile. But Kedushas Mizbeach, that's not stealing from God. Nami Beis Baleo, I'm stealing Kutchim from the homes of their owner. They have an owner, but they're Kutchim. That's stealing Kutchim. And that's a Beis Kutchim, meaning that that has an owner. But since the owner doesn't have his normal control and rights over this object because it has Kedusha, therefore, so the Rambam says you need two Psukim to Patri from Kefel. One Psukim to Patri from Kefel stealing Bedekabayis. Because Bedekabayis, I'm stealing it from a normal owner. There's a total owner. Just, you need a Psukim to Patri because the owner's not human. Kutchim is Beach, I need a different Psukim to Patri. I'm stealing from a human owner. But it's something with Kedusha, which is a funny kind of object. And therefore, I'm putter because of the Kedusha of the object. So I thought this Rambam was Mefurish Araya for a Pion. The Rambam in Hilchos Gneiva has two different Psukim to Patri from Kefel. There's something called Nechsei Hekdesh, and the Mir is from Re'ehu V'lo Hekdesh, and there's something called Kutchim Mi Beis Balehen, right? Kutchim Mi Beis Balehen, clearly being Kutchim. Oh, sorry, did I put it the wrong way? There's something called Nechsei Hekdesh, and something called Kutchim Mi Beis Balehem. Kutchim Beis Balehem means Kutchim Beis Balehem. They have a Bailam, but they're Kaddush. Nechsei Hekdesh means it's Nechasim of Hekdesh. The Bailam is non-human. Therefore, it's a Miyad from Re'ehu.
What's the deal from Pasuk? It says Beis Ha'ish. It is Beis
Ha'ish for a right, so that's an excellent question. So I think the deal from the Pasuk might be, and here I'm going out on a bit of a limb, what is Beis Ha'ish below Beis Hekdesh? Meaning, he just said, Hagonim Kutchim, what was Lashon? Mi Beis Balehem, you stole it from Beis Ha'ish. So how is it a mir of Beis Ha'ish below Beis Hekdesh? So I think the answer might be that based on, there's another drasha, Ish Ki Yakdesh as Beiso, my Beiso Rishuso of Kol Rishuso. For Beiso means not only does it belong to you, it has to be under your control. So maybe that's the deal. Okay, Beis Ha'ish only said it's totally under someone's control, like their house. Not Kutchim, which are partially under my control, but partially set aside for a mitzvah. And therefore, they might be mine in some theoretical sense, but Lemaisa, I can't do what I want with them, like my house.
That would be if somebody brought the carbon, you give it to the Kohen already, then someone steals it.
No, but I think even after you bring, give it to the Kohen already,
it's not, you're not in control of it anymore.
No, but even when it's in your house, you can't do what you want with it. So I still think that would be a lack of control. You can't do what you want with it. I mean, it's not like my bias. It's not my home is my castle. I'm in charge. I'm not in charge of this Lemaisa. I might have some technical bias left, but I'm not in charge of it. So I think that might be the
Miyot.
So I think you might be right that he does. But okay, Ayin Shom. Yeah, but I don't remember it so well. So it's a good hara. Anyway, but I think this is the proper diuk. Okay, so I think there are many diuk from the Rambam at least to support Reb Chaim's idea that Reb Chaim really does have a point here, in which case this all comes back and explains the diuk we started with about kutchim shemesu. Why does Rambam say kutchim is be'ach shemesu yatsu midei ila, but not kutchim be'ach kabayis if they're both equally useless? The answer is because kutchim is be'ach get their kedusha from their use, from their tafkid. And there's no tafkid. Kutchim is bedek abayis. Get their me'ila from their ownership. And therefore, even if something's useless, it still has an owner. And if that owner is Hashem, then if you steal from him, that is hekdesh. So that is Reb Chaim's vort, which I think you could bring many rayas from, as I said. I'll just point out briefly that the nesivas, I mean, you could look at all these achronim ad infinitum. The nesivas has a slightly different chiluk than Reb Chaim. There are two chilukim, and this is also the Asma d'Oraisa to discuss this at great length. There are two chilukim that look awfully similar, but are actually slightly different. There's kutchim bedek habayis versus kutchim mizbeach. What's another two kinds of hektish? Kedushas damim and kedushas aguf. Kedushas aguf means this object is kadosh. Kedushas damim means the value of this is used. L'chora, all kedushas aguf is kutchim mizbeach. All kutchim bedek habayis are kedushas damim. But you can have kedushas damim l'mizbeach. Right, I can say You know, I can say, you know, this, I mean, you can easily have Kiddush Dam Mizbeach. You know, someone says, this 200 shekel bill is to buy a chatas. Right? That's Maos, right? I makdish money to buy a carbon. That's Kiddush Mizbeach. But it's Damin, because I'm not going to be put the money on the Mizbeach. I'm going to use it to buy something.
Manachos is solace before you put it.
Correct. And the solace before it's Kiddush Kli has Kiddush Damin, because I don't have to be makrib it. I can sell it if I so desire, and it can be pulled in by other things. Correct. What? Paraduma is a baspidyon. Let's see. Par nifte safilo gabi marachta, or at least Rav Shimon says. So that would seem to imply that it was only Kedushas Damim, although it's a little funny because it's sort of nikra. Paraduma is in general a category breaker, as you can well imagine. I mean, it's almost Shvutei Chutz, right? You know, it's this far from Shvutei Chutz, together with its good friend, the Sarah Mishalech. But the Nesiva says things a little differently. The way the Nesiva says is that he also sees a fundamental difference. But he sees the fundamental difference not being in Kachem Zveach and Kachem Vedek Habayis. He sees the fundamental difference in Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Gof. Now, it's hard to tell. Sometimes people mean the same thing. What he says is that Kedushas Damim is about the value. That's the Hektish rests in the ownership. Kedushas Gof, it's about the Gof is going to be Nikrav. That Kedusha rests in the Kedusha of the Gof, the Gof Hadavar. So the Nesivos says, the very famous Nesivos, he's trying to answer a Sphira, which you can answer really without his Kedush. It seems like an orange. How come the Gemara Pesachim says if something has no value, if something aser b'hana'ah, then there's no me'ila? But the Mishnah Krisa says you can be chayav five karbanos for eating one thing, and what you're eating is notar, and you're chayav me'ila, but notar is aser b'hana'ah. So he says no problem. Kedush taguf that's aser b'hana'ah still has me'ila. Kedush dam and that's aser b'hana'ah doesn't have me'ila. Why? Then he goes back to a question he had earlier. He says because kedush damim, if you're moel, that's a matter of tashlumin. The Siva says that by Kedushas Damim, it's a matter of Tashlumin, it's a matter of Mammon, it's a matter of money. If it's worth money, it's worth money. If not, not. But the Siva says by Kedushas Aguf, then the Tashlumin is a Kapara, and that's how he explains why Kimlid Ramene patches you from Ilov Kedushas Damim, but not from Ilov Kedushas Aguf. Answering the question of Tosos. He says Kedushas Damim, that we look at from a Damim perspective as a Mamonos, but Kedushas Gof, that we look at from a Kedusha perspective as the Chefta is inherently Kadosh, the inherent status of the Chefta, and therefore he says the Nafkamina is one, you're paying money if you do Me'ila, you have a Mamonos debt. The other, no, you need Kapara if you do Me'ila, and you're paying money as a ritual to get you Kapara. The Sivas makes slightly different Chiluk, and there are many Makoros of this in Shas also, if you look at some of the Akronim I put in the brackets. There are many Makoros of this Chiluk also. So what we've seen then is two different ways to look at Hekdesh, two different ways to look at Ila. Rav Chaim is a famous Chiluk in Kachem Vedek Habayis and Kedushin Mizbeach. The Nesivas and some other Achronim, based on a few Gemaras, have a different Chiluk in Kedushin Aguf and Kedushin Stamim. But the Nesivas is most famous with this Chiluk in Kedushin Aguf and Kedushin Stamim, which are almost similar, but are really two different Chilukim. Okay, there's maybe more you could say also, at least about the Me'ila aspects, but maybe we'll come back to that. Behizdamnot, the summer is still young. So that's a little bit about the nature of Hekdesh and Me'ila. Now, a few minutes to at least try to get a head start in the next Sunday, which we will finish, Blin Neder, but for sure. On Sunday, hopefully, guys managed to get through it. Hopefully, one of these rare Sunnis where getting through with Tosos a lot easier than getting through with Rashi. Rav Gittel Amarav. I'm Rav Gittel Amarav. Zrikas Pigel, Einim Otsim, Nebe Ila, Bekadshim Kadshim, Beinim Mevi, the Deme Ila, Bekadshim Kalim. Right? So this is based on the Mishnah a little later on, which says that Zrika has an opposite effect on Kadshim Kadshim and Kadshim Kalim. That when you do Zrika, that's what we already know from the first Mishnah. When you do Zrika of Kadshim Kadshim, that takes the busser out of Me'ila. It's matter the busser for Me'ila. Right? I mean, Kachim Kachim have Me'ila till the Zrika. Then when you do the Zrika, the busser is now okay. It doesn't have Me'ila. Katshei Kalam is the opposite. Katshei Kalam don't have Me'ila. They're not considered Katshei Hashem. Katshei Kalam are not considered Katshei Hashem. Because Katshei Kalam are mainly for the Bailam to eat. Right? Katshei Kalam are mainly for the Bailam to eat. Just the Bailam wants to eat with a little extra Ruchnias. So he wants to eat with a little extra Ruchnias, so he gives the Chelev to Hashem, and he's Zorik the Dam on the Mizbeach. But Katshei Kalam, Katshei Kachim are basically for Hashem. They're Katshei Hashem. Once you do the Zrika, then the meat is for you. Katshei Kalim, no, are basically for me. It's basically for me to eat. I eat my shlamim. Just, I also makriv a little to Hashem. So since it's basically for me until Zrika, we say that it's not a bar me'ila. When Zrika happens, now the emurim are ready to be nikrav. Now there's a chiv to be makriv the emurim. So once the chiv to be makriv the emurim, then there's me'ila in the emurim. So what does Rav Gittel Rav say? Zrika's pigle, which apostle Zrika, doesn't have the kula of mastering the basar of Katshei Kachim, because you're not allowed to eat the basar. And doesn't have the chumra of putting me'ila, of making a chi of me'ila in the emurim of Kachim Kalim, because you're not allowed to be makar of the emurim. So basically, Zrika's pigle doesn't count. That's what he says. Ain't a motzim to me'ila of Kachim Kachim, ain't me'ila to me'ila be Kachim Kalim. What's the half meaning we would have thought Zrika's pigle did count? Why would we have thought Zrika's pickle did count? It's possible. It's not a kosher carbon. You can't do anything with it, right? Well, remember, how does Zrika work? Well, we have two possibilities. Either Nasa's mitzvah, or because it's a heter l'kohanim. You haven't done the mitzvah, and you haven't done a heter l'kohanim. And kachim kalim, the Zrika now makes you have to be makar the emurim, but you're not makar the emurim. So that's the hav meaning that Zrika's pickle would work. And it's not only a hav meaning, because what does the Gemara say in Menachos? Okay. That we reject Rav Gittel, so it's actually a chalok because we've shown him, right, whether we agree with Rav Gittel or not. So what's the hav mina that Zrika's pigle would work? So you're saying it all, anytime possible carbon, Zrika's pigle should work?
No, you still finish the process.
Okay, but why should Zrika's pigle be better than any other psal? Now, you could say, what he thinks that it's Xeris Gossin, that Zrika has an effect, then it doesn't matter if it's possible or not. But L'chori, you're talking about specifically Zrika's pigle, right? What? Aha, that's what Tosa says, right? Tosa says, Amar of Gidl, Amarav, Zrika's pigle, and Melchim, Demi Ilu, Kachi Kachim, Perishim, Shachab, and Pigle, Vechagur, Zarach, Stam, Ena, Zrika, Motsiathim, Demi Ila, Denikri, Behetel, Kohanim, Avgav, Mahani, Zrika, like Boy, Be Pigle. The Darshina Kachas ba Kasher Kachas Sars Pasul Alma Beina Bepigel Kravis Matir Behechsher Sake Daita Kamina the Kamokin Chasrach When It's Regal Holds Me Demi Ilu Love Ya Lamevik Ilu Huvar Chelik Kavoa. So what does Tosa say? The Hav Mina is, remember we discussed this at the very bottom base of an Aleph, that Kachas Kasher Kain Kachas Pasul, that is a din of Ritzoy for Pigel. That the uniqueness of pigle is that pigle is only pigle if you're actually makrivit bakashras, except you do pigle. Which means that this hakrav is actually a hakrav kshera. So the havina was, for pigle, that's not a zrikas psol. It's not like you're zorik tummy dam or something, or you're zorik, you know, puzzle things. No, that's a kasher zrika, just as a side problem of pigle. But once the kasher zrika, therefore it should have an effect on being motzi, kachi, kachi, maybe kachi, kalim, maybe ila. The fact that there's a side problem with pigle should not change the fact that it was a kosher zrika. So there's a kosher zrika, then there's a different issue called pigle. But since it was a kosher zrika, then you'd have a hot meat, it would work. That is what Tosa says. One of the things which, if you haven't thought about, you should think about is, does Rashi agree? Does Rashi agree, and what's the nafkamina? Okay, I'll give you that question for homework. Can Rashi agree on what's an afkamina? But let's just read a little bit of the Gemara. At least the beginning. Yosva Bayvika Amr Lola Hashmaitza. Eisvera Papala Baye. Hashochid is Hatoda. Lifnim Lach Machut Lachoma. Lo Kidesh Es Halechem. Right? So this is a tangent for us. The Lechem only becomes Kadosh, meaning it's our Kedushas Dabit, but it only becomes absolutely Kadosh, Kedushas Aguf, and becomes a real mincha when you shech the toda. That's considered al zevach toda shlomav about the lechem. So only the zvicha makes it kadosh. So if you shech the lechem, the toda, and the lechem is outside, right? Outside. Let's say it's outside Yerushalayim, for the sake of simplicity. Then the lechem's not kadosh. Shachta ashlo karma punev batamner feel karma kulu chos miachli and lo kiddush lechem. Or if you shech it and it's not baked yet, doesn't have a crust. Or even if one loaf doesn't have a crust, then it's not lechem yet, so it can't be kadosh. And even if 39 of them do, one doesn't, it's not the proper amount of lechem, so it can't be kadosh. Shachta chutzim manu chutzim kol makidish alechem. But if you shech the bepigol, machshev is pigol, then it is makadosh the lechem. Alma pigol maisel de me'ila. This proves that pigol can bring kachim kalim into me'ila. So that's the line in the word. It says, we prove from the fact kidish alechem means that we're maybe, right? Lach mitos kachim kalim, we're maybe kachim kalim de me'ila. So there are two ways of interpreting this, three ways, sorry, interpreting the law. What do the more say? Kidish alechem equals maybe kachim kalim lidei me'ila. Now, what does Rashi say that means? What does kidesh alechem mean? So what does Rashi say kidesh alechem means? What? Rashi says, kidesh alechem l'hachi demalin ba. Look at the Gemara, it says, the Gemara calls this maybe lidei me'ila. So one shot is Rashi mo'alim b'lechem. Rashi says, no, that's what the Gemara means. Kiddush alechem means now, until now the lechem didn't have me'ilah because it was kachim kalim before Zrika. Now the lechem does have me'ilah because it's kachim kalim after Zrika. Okay, what's the only problem with this? What do you mean there's no me'ilah? Me'ilah is only morning of kachim kalim. The lechem is like the basar, it's eaten, right? There's no one ever heard of a morning in the part of kachim kalim that you eat. What are you talking about? So, whose problem was this? Tosos asks, L'chorim ashpada d'ka'amar chutzis manu v'chutzim kol makidish alechem rotzu lomar l'havi lechem lidei me'ila. V'kasha d'vadei me'ilo lechem lo mikir kach Hashem. The apa toda ein me'ila el be'imurin. Even the toda itself is only me'ila and be'imurin, not the basar. Of course, no one ever heard of me'ila in the edible parts of kachim kalim. It's ridiculous. So, here's a rare case, rare quote in Tosos. O'pirish rabbeinu ha'igon d'mayri bar ba'lach me'itoda nitanon l'kohen. He says it's talking about trumas lach me'itoda. Of course the lach me'itoda don't have me'ila. Well, it's called the trumas, right? One out of every 10, which is 4 out of 40, you give to the Kohen, is Matnos Kahuna. So he says, no, but that Matnos Kahuna parts, what it doesn't mean they have Me'ilah if a Kohen eats them. He means they have Me'ilah if a Zar eats them, right? So what does Rav Haigon say? Rav Haigon says, Moalim, that rather, Zar would be Moel if he ate the trumas lachmei todah. If a zar ate the parts that were for Kohanim, then that would be Me'ilah. Tosa says, V'gamzeinu nira, d'lo mishtam etana v'shum makam sheish behem Me'ilah. No, whoever heard that the parts that Kohanim get from Kachim Kalim have Me'ilah. V'od, b'chadze v'shokim etan l'kana'im behem Me'ilah. And we never heard that the chadze v'shokim v'shalom have Me'ilah v'zar eats them. I think Rav Haigon would say, you never heard it, but it's true. But he says we never heard that. L'kach nira d'medami hadik amar kiddush alechem t'omlin l'pasal avim l'dei Me'ilah. Tosfos says, and all the Achronim end up agreeing with Tosfos. Tosfos says, no, it just means that it's kadosh. It says kiddush alechem. It doesn't mean it has me'ila. It just means that it's kadosh in general. Lipasel, right? It just means it's kadosh. Kedushas hagof. Lipasel. But there's no me'ila. Of course there's no me'ilah lachme toda. What does the Gemara mean? It just means that it used to be kedushas dama and you could always exchange it for another one. Kamashwana. No, now it's kadosh kedusha guf. It's stuck as the lechem of this toda. And since the toda is pickle and pasol, the lechem's also pasol. And you can't be pod it anymore and save it.
What was the Hama? I mean, even to ask. I always say, once there's a shas heter l'kohanim, there's no me'ilah.
Uh-huh.
How can you even ask the question? Forget everything afterwards.
Good. So I have an answer to that. But let's just make sure we understand. Tosos is the easy way to understand this Gemara. All the Achronim follow Tosos. All the Gemara meant was that, not that the Lachmei Todah have Me'ilah, just that they're Kadosh, because they're Guf. The Avoda has the effect on them of Kadosh. And the Gemara is just making a comparison. Just like Avoda's Pigel has the effect of being Mekadosh Lechem, so too it has the effect of being maybe the day Me'ilah. Not that the lechem has me'ilah, it's just a comparison that just like it brings the lechem l'day psul agof, it brings the, a different case it would bring l'day me'ilah. Right? So that's just, it's just a general comparison. Tosfos is not a chiddush. Rav Haigon and Rashi are both crazy kedushin. seem to be against the klal kol sheyish bo shaseh to lekohanim. Ein bet mishum eila, right? Seems to be. But I think both then could be defended. One with a small chiddush and one with a big chiddush. Okay, who needs a small chiddush? Who needs a big chiddush? Rashi needs a bigger chiddush, that's for sure. Rav Haigon, first of all, I put in the Makor sheet, Rav Haigon might have not the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. Yeah, the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah seems to have cleaned up a few things. But seems to have a Rambam Pirush Mishnayos on his side. Because the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos in Orla says, what did it say? The Kachi Kachi were only eaten to Kohanim. No certain pigal or usher to Kohanim and to Yisrael. El Shishuli Shol Chomer Yosel Fishlo Huchalim Klau Vim. Achli Shol Chayek Korbim Ilok, Moshe Yisbor Mesechus Krisos. Well, Kohanim Haislo Shasa Kosher, Kodim Shi Pigal Onosar, Yisbar Dini Pigal Onosar, Mesechus Vachim. Okay, without getting into technically, if what does it mean, Kodim Shi a pigal? You can never eat something before it's pickle. But what does the Rambam say here? That things that are kachi kachim, he's talking about kachi kachim, have no me'ilah if a kohen eats them, but have me'ilah if a zar eats them. That sounds awfully like Rav Haigon. What does Rav Haigon say? He's not talking about kachi kachim. He's talking about hamura minatoga. But what they both agree is that gavar hanecha lekohanim has me'ilah for a zar, just not me'ilah for a kohen. That is, so there's a similar Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos. He says Dafar Anecha LeKohanim has Me'ilah for a Zar. And what I think they're saying is that just a third shot in the mission of Kol Sheyesh Bo Shaseh LeKohanim as opposed to the two that we mentioned earlier. What did we say? We said what shot in Kol Sheyesh Lo Shaseh LeKohanim Ein Bo Me'ilah. So we said because it's not Kodshei Hashem. Why is it not Kodshei Hashem? Either because of Nasas Mitzvaso, or because it's Huter L'Basar Adam, right? We're walking off the mainstream assumption that the Heter of Kol Sheyesh Lo Shaseh Heter Kohanim is big enough being not Kodshei Hashem. But Rav Haigon seems to hold otherwise. He says it's still Kodshei Hashem. It's still Kodshei Hashem. After all, if a Zar eats it, there's Me'ilah. Matnot Gehuna from Karbonos are still Kachi Hashem. The Rambam says about Kachi Kachim, and the Rambam says even about Kachim Kalim. It's still Kachi Hashem, so why is there no Me'ilah? But no Me'ilah Likohanim. Because, basically, Alpi Zeris HaKasov Shematir LeKohanim. There's a Xavier Zagasa that says the Kohanim are allowed to eat it, right? That's what the Torah says, right? I wrote him an Av Yochluhu, right? Called Zachar Bachanan Yochaloso. So he's saying, is it still Kodshei Hashem? You thought it wasn't Kodshei Hashem, and that's why there's no Me'ilah. No, it's still Kodshei Hashem, says Rav Haigon. It's still Kodshei Hashem. Why is there no Me'ilah? There's no Me'ilah because it's a Xavier Zagasa that Kohanim have no Me'ilah. And even if it turns out that another psul happens, like lan or yatsa or nitzma, but there's still been gzeiras hakasav. Once the shas heklokan, the gzeiras hakasav is chal that takes it away from the kohanim. He says, unlike everyone thought until now, that's because it's not kachi Hashem, and they make a chakira wise and not kachi Hashem. No, heklokanim is still kachi Hashem, and a zar eats it as chay meila. Only a kohen's not chay meila because it's a gzeiras hakasav that matters it to a kohen. So that is against the way we interpret the Mishnah, Kol Sheyesh Lo Shaseh LeKohanim, not Kol Sheyesh Hashem. If it's not Kol Sheyesh Hashem, how can anyone do Me'ilah? It's not a Cheftz of Kol Sheyesh Hashem. The answer is no. Rav Haigon and the Rambam and Hirsch Mishnayos think it's still a Cheftz of Kol Sheyesh Hashem. Oh, if it's still a Cheftz of Kol Sheyesh Hashem, then what's Kol Sheyesh Lo Shaseh LeKohanim? It's a Cheftz of Kol Sheyesh Hashem with a special Tzimtzum to Kol Sheyesh LeKohanim, no fancy lumdus. It's Kol Sheyesh Hashem, but Hashem took the Kohanim out of the Parsha of Me'ilah, but he left the Israelim in the Parsha of Me'ilah. No, so obviously the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, and Rav Haigon don't think so. That's what we thought until now. But obviously they think differently. It's Shitas Yachid Rav Haigon. He thinks that Kachi Hashem doesn't mean exclusively Kachi Hashem. No, even some of these people are allowed to use called Kachi Hashem. Kachi Hashem just means that it's Kadosh, it was Huktash to Hashem. Kachi Hashem just means it was Huktash to Hashem.
Why
a Kachi Kalim? There's no Me'ilah if anyone eats it, because Hashem gives Geras HaKasim to be after everyone to eat it.
No, but it's Kachi Hashem.
No, every carbon is Kachi Hashem, and the only heter of Me'ilah is Hashem let you eat it. What's wrong with that? Pashup Shat. So for normal kutzim, Kalami gave gzeiras hakasov that all Jews have no meila.
Why eats his meila?
If meila would be shaykh to a guy, lemaisi can't bring a karban. But theoretically, yeah, theoretically.
Or if Cohen is nanin, doesn't eat it. He's nanin in a different way.
Then doesn't matter. You have to say it's a general gzeiras hakasov that he took away meila from Kohanim.
And also, the Rambam, how do you explain the Rambam and say that there is no meila for the Cohen by pickle? Is that against the Mishnah?
Yes. Yes, and the Achronim have a lot of trouble with it. I'm not going to try to do that now. Okay, just one. I never finished my last point. Okay, I'm going to finish my last point here. What about Rashi? Rashi is really, really. Rashi seems to be really out of hand. Rashi says, "What do you mean? All of Lach Beitoda have Me'ila? Well, they're meant to be eaten. How could there possibly be Me'ila? How could there? That's forget a Hetel Kohanim. It's Hetel Yisrael, and the Yisrael eats it." Where's the Me'ilah? Hashem said every Jew can eat it. And every Jew eats it. How could there be Me'ilah? So obviously, what does Rashi mean? Rashi doesn't mean that all Kachim Kalam have Me'ilah. You're supposed to eat them. What does Rashi mean? That, what is the unique sheet of Rashi here? Sheetus Yachid. Yachid of Rashi here. He says, Bisar Kachim Kalim Me'ilah. But that can't be. That's just like against kindergarten logic. We are supposed to eat them. All Jews are supposed to eat them. Have to be Me'ilah. So obviously, no. Rashi's not talking about all Basar Kachin Talim. Rashi's talking about Shechitas Pigel. Basar Kachin Talim Sulin Yeshbahem Me'ilah. That's what Rashi's saying. There's no Shashatu Lekohanim or Yisrael here. It was Pasold. What does Rashi hold? Rashi holds that Bisar Kachim Kalim Psulim still has Me'ilah. That's not so crazy. After all, if Pasul, there's no Shas Hetel Yisrael. What is the only Chiddush in this Rashi? The Chiddush in this Rashi is, so really, Rashi doesn't sound so Mechush. Bisar Kachim Kalim Psulim has Me'ilah because there's no Shas Hetel Yisrael or the Kohanim or anyone. There's no Shas Hetel for anyone. It was us the whole time. The problem is that until Zrika, there's no Me'ilah in Kachim Kalim. So now I do Zrikas Psul. Now there becomes Me'ila. In Kachim Kalim, I understand they have Me'ila the whole time. If it's not Hutar, then it stays Me'ila. But in Kachim Kalim, where did it get Me'ila from? It didn't have Me'ila when it was alive. And it's not a Murim. It didn't have Me'ila when it was alive. And it's not going to Gavoa. It's just Psul. So where did it get Me'ila from? So for Rashi, I think you have to say a tremendous Chiddush. Which is that, and this is such a tremendous chiddush, I understand why no one else agrees with him. How does everyone else understand Kachim Kalim? Everyone else understands Kachim Kalim. Everyone else says that there's no Me'ila before the Avoda. Then afterwards, it stays having no Me'ilah. Basically, the Basar Kachim Kalim never changes. It has no Me'ilah when it's walking around alive, and then when you do the Avodah, it stays having no Me'ilah. For Rashi, you have to say, a big fish, that when it is alive, there is no Me'ilah. Then, when you do the Avodah, now, it does have Me'ilah. But, the Shas Heter Yisrael is Mafkiya the Me'ilah. For Rashi, it's a tremendous Chiddush. Basar Kachim Kalim, it's not that it naturally has no Me'ilah. No, really, when you do the Avodah, it should get Me'ilah. Just since it's Huta Yisrael, it loses its Me'ilah. But if you do the Avodah B'Psol, then it gets Me'ilah. Hey, according to Havi, the Srikas Pedal can be Mafkiya Me'ilah. And it gets Me'ilah, and then doesn't lose the Me'ilah because there's no Hetel Kohanim. For I think here you have a fundamental machlokas between Rashi and everyone else, perhaps. What's the nature of Basar Kachim Kalim? Is Basar Kachim Kalim never Hashem's? It's just mine the whole time? Or no? Basar Kachim Kalim, when I'm makir of the animal, it's all Hashem's. Then he gives it back to me. So how, what is the yesod of Basar Kachim Kalim? When I'm makir of Shlom, it's just that I want to eat this in a spiritual experience, but it's me. And then Hashem gets a murim? Or no? What does Kachim Kalim mean? I want to eat this in a spiritual experience, meaning I want this to be Hashem's in me to share it with him. So I give it to Hashem, and then he gives it back to me. This would then be Rashi L'Shitasa in two places. And with this, I will close. Rashi, Lishitase, against the Rambam in two places, says that, we'll just very briefly, I'll show you the Rashi. I want to look at the Gemara in Kedushin. Rashi says, Misabstitution of Bezin and Bez, Ki Kazachu, Ben Kohanim Bechadze Veshov, Ben Bailum Bebosar, Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. Rashi says, Bailum, we Basar Kachikalamar, Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, Kohen Shekidesh Bechelko Mikotche Kachim, Mikotchim Kalam, Enem Kudeshes. A Kohen's Chelik of Kachim, 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 Kalam, Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. Therefore, even if Kaddish a girl, it's not his, he can't be me, it's not Mikudeshes. The Rambam thinks, A Kohen Zoch Mishulchan Gavoa. But the Bailim and Shlomim, that's not Mishulchan Gavoa, it's his meat. He's just being spiritual. Well, Rash says, no, the Bailim is also Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. And there are many other Rishonim also, Yishabar, too, because they're Lishitasi. And likewise, Rashi says, Im Sachim Tesam Al Shayim Sashana, Im Havi Shalmin Dove Kodim Atamid, Voy Yom Chosu Yipurim, Vim Lo Yav Kapros Lo Yochel Shlomo, Dech Sivi Achlua, Sarah Shakapah Bahem, Alma Achilos Kochim Aseyi, Bein Anechon Lekob Hanan, Bein Anechon Yisrael. It's a mitzvah safe for Yisrael to eat Kochim Kalam also. It's not only a mitzvah safe for Kohanim to eat, it's a mitzvah safe for Yisrael to eat. The Rabbim disagrees. Va mitzvah pei tesu, Shusiva HaKohanim Lechol Basar Kochim. If you go on the kachim kachim, then he adds murim kachim kalim. The Rambam thinks it's only a mitzvah kohanim to eat kachim, because only kohanim are mishulchan gavoah. The kohanim are doing avodah by eating kachim. They are part of Hashem, representing Hashem by eating kachim. But Rashi says no, it's a mitzvah for Yisrael to eat kachim too, and mishulchan gavoah kazachu. Basically, what's the machlokas here? The Rambam thinks besar kachim kalim the Yisrael. That's not a mitzvah, that's not Mishulchan Gavoah, that's just you being spiritual. Well, Rashi says, no, Lishitase. Rashi says, Besar Kachim Kalam for Yisrael is just as much a mitzvah to eat as Besar Kachim Kachim L'Kohanim. And Mishulchan Gavoah Kazachu. When Yisrael eats a shlomim, he's not just eating his own business and being spiritual. No, he's representing Hashem in eating this. He's v'achlo Hashem shekubah. He's mishulchan gavoah kazachlu. He's eating off Hashem's table. So I think the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashi here is a fundamental machlokes. What does it mean to eat the basar of kachim kalim? What does it mean when the bailin eats his shlamim or his toda or his lachmi toda? For the Rambam, it's not a mitzvah. It's not mishulchan gavoah. It's just my stuff. But I'm doing it in a spiritual context. For Rashi, you know, it's more ambitious than that. For Rashi, even in kachim kalim, even the part the bailin eats is a mitzvah, because I'm eating Yisholchan Gavoah. The Bailam's doing a little avoda. This is a little bit of avoda that Yisrael's also allowed to do. Right? Yisrael's also allowed to do this avoda. I mean, he doesn't literally say it's avoda. That's an exaggeration. But he says, Yisholchan Gavoah Kazachu. No, you're not eating your meat spiritually. You're eating Hashem's meat, and that's what makes it spiritual. Now, I think that this Rashi here is obviously Lishitase. I'm not saying I would have gone so far as to say there's Me'ila. But, meaning, these two Rashis on this page would not have led me to say this Rashi here. But this Rashi here is clearly assuming Lishitase, like these two Rashi on the page. Once the Rambam would say, Kachim Kalam, eating Kachim Kalam, that's your own business. He would never have been hogging me to this. But once Rashi says, no, eating Kachim Kalam is part of the Avodah, part of the mitzvahs of Avodah and the Mikdash. It's Mishulchan Gavoah Kazachu. You're not eating your food, you're eating Hashem's food. What do you mean you're eating Hashem's food? Then it makes sense. It used to not have been Yulah, but then it went to Shulchan Gavoah, and then Shulchan Gavoah gave it back to me. But really, there was a moment it was on the Shulchan Gavoah there in the middle. It used to be not Shulchan Gavoah, not Kachay Hashem. It became Kachay Hashem, then he gave it back to me. In which case, you can be a Kaddish to explain this Rashi here, Bechidish Atzum, that you can say that since Kachim Kalam was Shulchan Gavoah, really, it's not they naturally have no Me'ila in the Basar. They almost had Me'ila for a second, but then I got it back from Shulchan Gavoah. But since this is Pigel and I never got it back from Shulchan Gavoah because it was Aser Bachila, then it stays Kachay Hashem and stays in Me'ila. Because in that one, like, infinitesimal moment of time when it was a Bar Me'ila because it was on Shulchan Gavoah, it never came back and it stayed on the Shulchan Gavoah. And therefore, it still is Me'ila. So I think that Rashi is clearly Lishitase, that there's a fundamental machlok is about the nature of eating Kachim Kalam between him and the Rambam, as we see here. And Rashi just takes it a step further. If eating Kachim Kalam is eating Mishulchan Gavoah and is doing a mitzvah, it's like the Kohen eating, then how can it be Mishulchan Gavoah? It was never Kachay Hashem. The answer is no. For 1 second it's Kachay Hashem and then he gives it back. But when it's Pasul, he never gave it back, so it stays Kachay Hashem, so there can be Me'ila and Basar Kachim Kalam. This is a tremendous finish in this Rashi, but I think this is the only way to explain the tremendous finish. And Rashi does work out nicely with the Shitase. And so regardless of who wrote the Rashi in Me'ila, clearly you know, he might be taking it a step further, but he's clearly more or less l'shitase of Rashi on Shas, because clearly in the same school at the very least. And I think that's the Hezbollah, the strange Rav Haigo and the strange Rashi. We'll come back next time, Yirtzeh Hashem. Just what's left for us to do is try to read the Shaka Matari of the Gemara, according to Tosfos, and do the best we can according to Rashi. I am not claiming to be smart enough to actually get Rashi, answer up all the kashas and Rashi's shot in this lot of Shaka Matari, but we'll read the Shaka Matari of the Gemara. We'll see whether or not we pass like Rav Gidol, and we'll just briefly revisit the question of what's the Hav mean and not say like Rav Gidol, and what does Rav Gidol hold, and what's the nafka meaning between that?
Why? Why is there no mila before?
That is the Achilles heel of my pshat. I mean, otherwise, it would be taka good pshat.
Yeah,
right?
And what happens the moment as we go on makes a lot of sense.
Right. Why is there no? So I think what you. It's going to be a little tricky. Meaning, that's the dacha part. I think what you have to say is that there's no me'ilu before because it's ending up mine. Since it's ending up mine, it's not cut. One second, let's think about this better. Maybe you would say for Rashi, the reason there's no me'ilu before is just because it wasn't. Is just because like it didn't have a higher level of. One second, why is there no. Yeah, but Doha, I'm going to have to say, because it's going to end up mine, therefore, you know, it doesn't have Kedusha until I actually bring it to Hashem. But I recognize that.